ready, gentlemen. Brace yourselves. This is it.
3, 2, 1.
It was funny.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Hey.
It's Mateo's birthday week. You better get it right.
Tomorrow. Doug? Gif?
Yeah, he's got it on lock.
Okay. Because it's tomorrow, everyone.
Tomorrow, turn 31 years old.
Ooh.
I'm happy about it.
Yeah?
Because I figured something out yesterday. Yeah. And I'm gonna tweet about it tomorrow.
It's good.
I'm saving it until tomorrow.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O and Mateo with you.
Hey.
What a fantastic weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. All you Static fanatics out there, everybody who supports us financially.
Static fanatics.
Super fresh. Did something really, really cool on Friday. Hope you checked it out. Hope you noticed. You got a very, very special email because coming up Thursday, September 18th. There's this little band coming to town. They're called Five Iron Frenzy.
Yep.
And here's the thing. They're going to be playing an incredible show along with the Echoing Green. Archibald's playing. Tickets go on sale this Friday.
Yep.
This Friday. To the general public.
To the general public.
Static Fanatics, you may want to check out that email you got on Friday because from time to time we like to do rad stuff for those that financially
Static
support
Static Fanatics
us.
Get perks.
That may include, you know.
That's what it is.
May include tickets.
That's right.
Now.
Good stuff. What about that crazy thunderstorm on the west? Did it even rain over here yesterday?
Doug, did it rain over here? It did.
Okay. Dude, it got crazy on the west side. I was like, what?
The thunder was shaking my house.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
I enjoyed it. It felt more like a storm back home.
The sad news was that last night was the super moon, and it was
super
the biggest
moon.
The moon was going to be
Nobody could see
this
it.
Year. Yeah. I could not see it because the clouds were in the sky.
Whose fault is that?
I'm not going to lie. I was stoked.
Stoked about not being able to see the
supermoon. Yes, because the supermoon normally...
It destroys your sleeping
it
pattern.
It does, because it's like somebody put the bat signal and faced it towards my room.
Yep.
Nobody wants that.
I sleep through everything.
Yeah, so that was exciting. Don't forget, y'all, Five Iron Frenzy, this Friday, tickets go on sale. If the Static Fanatics didn't take them all.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, it means
if you're a Static Fanatic, you get a perk.
Yeah,
that's
you do.
What that means. Read between the lines, listener.
Go check your email. Got
check
it on Friday.
Your email.
We've gotten some cool emails in from Static Fanatics.
We have.
Responding to the email on Friday.
To
so
the special surprise.
I was excited.
Special surprise.
Exciting to get.
That's right.
Man, this last weekend, Dr. Erwin Lutzer was here.
It was great.
From Moody Memorial Church in Chicago.
Yep.
And taught one of the raddest messages I've heard in a long time.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was stellar. So, if you missed that, check out the podcast, calvaryabq.org. And, we got to do a special Q&A with him on Saturday night, Pastor Skip. And B-Nix from Theology Thursday.
Yes.
Did a live Q&A. We aired that live on Static Radio.
And he was talking about, because somebody called in and asked what happened the 2 days Jesus was dead.
Yeah.
And it sounded like, or he said, he was talking about the creed where it says Jesus descended into Hades. But it sounded like he said he descended into the 80s. So then I started thinking of Jesus being in Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Yes.
And I couldn't quit thinking about it. He descended into the 80s.
I'm so glad you clarified that because we've been having this text conversation this weekend and I was like producing and running around and it was chaos.
Yep.
So I had no idea what you guys were talking about.
I know.
But I was in the group text.
Mitch knew.
So I couldn't
do anything. And Celeste got home Saturday night. She popped in. She popped in real quick.
That was real cool. She's back. She'll be here today. The whole crew is back.
What does that mean for Daniel?
I guess I gotta fire Daniel.
You gotta fire Daniel.
I gotta fire our boss.
Doug! Revenge!
Yeah.
Look at Doug. That satisfactory look.
Looks
meet
like today,
expectations.
You know?
It's gonna be
He's
great.
Gonna walk that plank, man. It's going to have to. So we got a great show today. I'm excited. Of course, it is Monday, Mad Lib Monday, the final Mad Lib without school kids.
Oh, no.
School starts next week, kiddos. Sorry. Speaking of back to school Sunday, a lot of stuff going on there. Check out details, calvaryabq.org. Cody, we saw Cody this weekend.
Cody.
He was telling us about it. They're giving away
Cody
sharks.
Max. Cody Max.
They're going to give away sharks.
Sharks?
Oh, that's what they said.
I think that's a bad idea.
Yeah. It is Shark Week. It kicked off last night, so of course we spent 4 hours watching shark shows with Jack and Luke. Here's
Shark Week always disappoints me.
Oh my gosh, dude. We recorded one. You don't even know.
What's it about? Megalodon or Jaws?
Even better.
What?
Have you ever heard of the submarine?
Oh, is it that big shark?
It's the submarine.
They've nicknamed it the submarine.
They didn't nickname it. It's been its name for years. Everyone knows.
That's a nickname.
The submarine. And I was like, oh, man, this is the one.
How big is it?
Because in the beginning it was like, events have been dramatized. Yeah. And Jack and Luke are like, this is real. This is real. And I'm like, well, no, guys. No, this is actual footage. The guy just said he took camera phone footage. And
that's
I'm like,
Jack.
Right.
That's Jack talking.
Right. No, that's... Baby, this is dramatized. That means it's
They made
this up. So this isn't. But so good job, Discovery Channel or whatever channel it is we're watching. Is it Discovery Channel that does Shark Week?
I guess so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
This one's called The Submarine, and it's about this crew. I recorded it. We didn't watch it because it was like, no, Brody was awake, and it was dramatized, and it was intense. So there was this crew, they were like whale watching, and then the boat gets taken out by a 35-foot shark.
Nice!
35 feet long, and then he picked them off one by one in the water.
Heck yes.
But somehow all the camera phone footage was still found.
You don't think about that when you're a kid.
Nope, you sure don't.
It's okay, though.
So we watched that, we watched a little bit of that, and then it was like, no, we gotta record this and watch it later, because it was too much for Brody. But before that was an incredible documentary that was real about Colossus. Colossus was the shark that they did the Air Jaws thing for a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And he had this crooked dorsal fin, mm-hmm. and it was the largest shark they'd ever seen off the coast of South Africa. And it's very rare that those sharks re-enter the same areas.
And he's back.
And they were searching for him. They wanted to find him. So they used this thing called the wasp.
I had a dream about a wasp last night.
No. Shark, the water.
No, I had a dream
avoiding.
I had a dream about a wasp last night.
Okay.
And it was blue and black. It looked like an alien wasp. This is probably because I watched Prometheus yesterday.
Ah.
And it was trying to get me. Air Jaws, Fin of Fury.
That's what we see the wasp.
There
look
it is.
At that, dude.
I see it. It's
he's in. What does it stand for?
Wait.
It stands for something real. This dude created it, and it was the dumbest, most irrational, most incredible thing I've ever seen.
What do you mean?
Well, okay. This thing called the wasp is basically
is that
like.
It?
No, the wasp was what he was inside in the first shot. So it's basically like this one man.
Oh, yeah, look at him.
It doesn't fit anybody. And it's open up. And he was down there with 18-foot great whites. And he's like, as long as I'm not moving, they shouldn't. And then they started circling him.
Oh, gosh.
And they were like knocking him over. And his communication was like, all right, we should get me up here now then.
Just come on and get me.
Lost radio communication.
Did he die?
So he's down there. He got attacked. It was incredible. So we're watching these like 18-foot.
Spoiler alert.
Dude. Saw these 18-foot sharks like going after him.
Did they find him?
Shark Week, bro.
Did they find Colossus?
I'm not going to ruin
yes,
it.
Yes, they found him. Of course they found him.
It was cool. It was really, really cool.
Let me
because
tell you
it was
what
the,
I watched last night.
What'd you watch? What you just
Unsealed. Conspiracy Files. Doug!
Oh,
Doug!
No.
It was so great.
No more conspiracy
theories. Oh, my goodness! It is funny to see, because one of them I watched was about the Antichrist.
Oh, man.
And it's funny to see how the outside world, and I don't know if we just haven't really put the message out there correctly.
Right.
But the devil is equally as powerful as God to the
world.
To the world.
Right.
It's like, hey, you got God on the good side, and then you've got his most powerful enemy, the devil.
Oh, gosh.
And it's always like they're equal.
Right.
And maybe it's not so much stated as it is implied. And I wonder if we've kind of put that out there because of,
we're fearful or something.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm sure, like, people go, no, no, of course not. We've never done that before. But then you think about
I'm afraid of secular music.
I'm afraid of everything outside. And so.
Devil's in it.
Yeah. So
he's got power.
You kind of wonder about that.
Yeah.
But it was interesting. It was interesting. Another one was about the New World Order, the Illuminati.
Oh, gosh, of course it was.
And then there was the Doomsday stuff from different cultures. And there was aliens. Aliens.
Which, of course, is how, you know.
Roswell.
It was,
yeah.
Roswell?
Yeah, Roswell's all up in there. And there's one about time travel that it's like, time travel seems like it could be possible one day, but what if we've been doing it for years? And that's how the guy talks. It's like Daniel on his most rockin' day. He goes,
DJ Bossman Dan?
Yeah, it's like, Doomsday. The apocalypse. Throughout history, many cultures from around the world have predicted the end of time. What will it be like? Find out tonight on Unsealed Conspiracy Files. Awesome. And then I'm sitting there going, I love
it. Incredible.
I love it so much.
Oh, my gosh.
I tweeted about it.
Why do they have to do that? Because that's like, that's the Shark Week voice, too.
It is.
Everyone has to have that.
It's that. It's part of it, I think.
Now.
I think that's just part of the thing. Because even, you know it's fake and stupid,
yeah.
But that just makes it fun.
I wish we had narrators, though.
Dramatic voice.
Yeah.
We've got one waiting in the wings.
We're about to go to SOPO.
We've got one waiting in the wings. It's just he's been stuck doing a Mimonides sleep ad
yeah,
or whatever.
That's true.
Sleep aids. Do you need help sleeping? Doomsday approaches. Mimonides is the answer for you.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. We need to make him follow us around and narrate. Like just
that would be really fun if he came in today and he was like,
"Oh my gosh!"
And now it's time for Mad Lib Monday.
Doug, I'm burning.
That'd be pretty impressive.
It would be fun.
I'm down with that. We need to talk to our DJ boss man, Dan.
That was something I wanted to read
about
before
being a big voice, dude.
Before we got out of here, and I know we're about to.
Yeah, whatevs. It's our show.
This Luke Foley, who's the guy that sang for Farewell Flight, and now he's in that band Seagulls, who we play.
Okay.
Excellent song.
Yeah.
All you got to do is start. Every time that song comes on, I get really stoked.
Nice.
It's got a good message. He tweeted this yesterday. He said, I think it's cooler to get excited about Shark Week than Shark Week itself actually is.
Mm.
And then he says, if they made a Velociraptor Week, I'd buy cable. And I agree with that. If there was a Raptor Week, Doug! If there was a Raptor Week, gosh, me and Doug would camp out of your... We would camp out right outside your house.
And be like, oh.
We'd be like, who's got cable? Steve-O's got cable. Let's go camp out outside his house. And then we'd go camp out, and then it'd start, and you'd come outside, we'd be like, whoosh! Whoosh! He said, hey, man, we've got to go to work.
Hey,
and I said, no!
It's Raptor Week!
Raptor Week!
Ugh.
Raptor means bird of prey!
Shark Week. Shark Week, that one was cool. The real-life one was cool with the guy in the cage who almost got eaten multiple times by the great white.
If you are a listener and you live in Australia and you want me and Steve-O to come swim with you in shark cages, we will do it.
We'll totally do that.
You just get us down there and put us up in the best hotel in Australia.
I am so down with that.
And make me feel like a king.
We're talking to you, Mad Max.
Yes.
We need it.
Fury Road.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Yeah, all I really know is why.
Good morning.
Good morning!
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
August 11th, the day before my birthday.
Oh, snaps.
CBS revealed that it's developing an all-female sports talk show.
What are they going to talk about?
How do you guys feel? Doug?
Sleep.
Sweet Doug. When Doug just made that sleep motion, it looks so sweet.
San Antonio Spurs just hired the first female NBA coach. She's an assistant.
What? This was part of unsealed conspiracy files.
Yeah.
This is a sign of the end times. It is. The California drought has meant a boon in business to companies who paint your lawn green using a special non-toxic dye. I heard DJ Boss Man Dan talking about this the
really?
Other day. Yeah, he says it's ridiculous. But he has to remember that he and I come from places where grass is real. Grass is real! So out here, or in California where the drought's been going on, I could see the advantage of spray painting your lawn green.
I don't know that I'd spray paint my lawn. That just sounds weird.
It does.
I've always wanted fake grass, though. Like AstroTurf.
Oh.
You're like, yeah, I got a nice little putting green out there.
No. That's the worst. What if you fall down and skin your knee on that stuff?
Why would I be... What am I doing in the grass that I fall
you
down?
You run. You run and jump. In real grass in a yard, you run and jump.
I don't have that much yard. Yeah.
See, that's sad.
I know.
That's the saddest part of this place.
Yeah.
Texas is considering allowing alcohol sales at gun shows.
Okay.
Come on, guys. Hey, come on. I understand right to bear arms and all that. I get it. But are we going... Alcohol sales at gun shows? Aren't we setting ourselves up for a little bit of failure in this situation?
I can't wait to see that documentary.
They'll probably have crazy limitations.
I'm sure.
It'll be like, no, you can have half of one, and it costs $30.
Texas is always weird. I remember when I was in... I was a freshman. I was a freshman in high school. And we were down visiting family. Mm-hmm. And in Texas.
Yeah.
You could drink with your parents.
What?
At like 16.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I think you went to the wrong place.
No, no. I'm serious.
I think your parents knew the people.
No. My mom was not letting me drink.
Right.
But you could. That's like they offered... I remember there were a couple
times. What part? Lubbock?
Yeah.
Weird. Yeah. Lubbock is a desolate place.
Stop it.
They don't have a lot to hope for. And you got out of there
real quick. Did anything good come from Lubbock? Yeah.
Condé Nast Traveler. I don't know. Has published its annual list of America's friendliest cities. Charleston, South Carolina came in first. We should look up that whole list. That would be fun.
Friendliest cities.
The friendliest cities in the U.S. and A. I'd like to know if
I wonder where we rank.
Yeah.
No?
Friendly as for what? Crazy driving and murder?
Yeah.
We're the friendliest city if you're talking about murder. You're more likely to get murdered in Albuquerque than anywhere else in the world.
That's not true.
For no reason.
We're not that bad.
No, not that bad. But it's getting that way.
Stop it.
Unsealed.
Oh, no.
Conspiracy files. Scientists say they've now devised a formula that can accurately predict your level of happiness. They'll never predict my level of happiness. Just when they think I couldn't get any happier, I go into a thing like this and totally redeem myself. Scientists say that, I don't really know. I guess it's based on an algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
And that it can be predictable. I want more info on that, too. I want to know how they think they can predict my level of happiness.
Tomorrow you're going to be happier than today.
Why?
Because it's your birthday.
I hate my birthday.
I love it. I'm excited because for my birthday, I got donuts for my birthday. Remember? Mm. I got donuts. Mm. I really hope
donuts.
People give you donuts because I'm hungry.
Y'all donuts for my birthday. Donuts.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles came in at number one in a surprise box office thing.
Jesse McDermott posted on Instagram how much he loved it.
Who is Jesse McDermott?
Jesse! Jesse from Spoken Jesse!
Jesse McDermott, you need to shut your mouth.
I wanted to comment, and I was like, no. But the difference was he went and saw it with his son, and so it's like,
there you go.
Maybe there's a difference.
There's got to be.
Because it's we like saw it together, grown-up style, and we were just like, what is happening?
You know what? I bet if Jack and Luke would have been there, we would have felt more justified in our action.
It would have been
more fun.
Because
I think that part of the disappointment was that, oh, man, we came to this movie without kids.
Yeah.
What an idiot move.
Yeah, because it's total kid-friendly.
It's a kid movie. Here's what I told my friends. We love movies here. I'm sure you've heard us. You're probably thinking to yourself, how can they knock the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie? All they talk about is comic books and cartoons and action figures and this and that and this. Well, here's the deal.
That should give us some expertise.
Yes, point number one. Who better to talk about it, you jerk? Number two, these movies that they're childish kid concepts made into movies for all ages that not only children but adults, if they want to, can enjoy.
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles
is a
children's
film.
Movie.
Yeah.
It is a kid's movie.
It so is.
Multiple times where we and Steve-O just looked at each other like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
I was shaking my head. The best part is
Michelangelo.
Yes.
Best part of the movie.
Well, yeah, always.
That's it.
Mikey's always been the best.
And the funniest thing was I didn't think Megan Fox was that bad in this movie.
I didn't either. And I was reading this article that was like, oh, it should call it the Megan Fox Show. This movie's terrible. Bleh.
Whatever.
Like,
no, I disagree.
I disagree with that.
I thought she was one of the best parts of the movie. Which shows
you,
if that's any indication of what we're talking about when it comes to level of quality here. You should understand this.
You know who's terrible? Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh.
She was terrible.
Yeah.
Her lines.
Yeah.
It was I did not. Ugh.
Yeah, I can't take Whoopi Goldberg. It's not the same as it was in the 90s.
No.
Like when she popped up in Little Rascals and she was Buckwheat's mom.
Remember Sister Act?
Yeah. Everybody, like nobody knew Whoopi Goldberg was going to be in that movie.
Remember
and then
Ghost?
There she was. Boom. And everybody went, oh, it's Whoopi. We love her. Sister Act.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, oh.
She was great in Ghost.
Oh!
Yeah, she popped up and it was like, you've ruined it! You've ruined it!
Kim Kardashian is publishing a 352-page book of her selfies.
Okay.
That's gonna be the best book ever. Doug, we need to pre-order copies and stand outside of Steve-O's house.
No!
So that when he comes out before Raptor Week, he can sign them.
I'd sign that.
According to a new study, smiling when you don't mean it only makes you feel worse. Jerk. Don't ever look at me like that. That was the worst thing. You look like you were kind of hungry. Why did you look like you were hungry? Hungry eyes.
I am quite hungry, actually. I want to make Doug go get a breakfast.
Doug! All right, check this out.
Breakfast.
The almond has officially surpassed the peanut as America's favorite nut.
What? What? I'm down with that. No. Yes. Yes, Doug. Yes. Almonds are my... What? Oh.
What is that, Doug?
It's a peanut bar.
Oh, Doug feels slighted by this news.
Mm.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, Doug. Sometimes you don't.
Ba-na-na-na.
Almond joy. Got nuts? Man,
that was
don't.
From, like, when we were kids. How... certain things can just stick with you forever.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's ridiculous.
I'm in don't do the ba-ba.
Yeah.
Nutty, nutty. The almond is the worst nut in the world.
No!
Yes, it is.
No,
I've declared it, and so it shall
I
be,
love almonds.
And so it is. And so it shall be forever.
My favorite is still pecans.
Pecans.
We had pecan trees.
I like walnuts.
Up. Okay. Those were always ridiculously hard to open. So
that's right, they're like a treasure.
Oh, gosh.
It's like a treasure hunt.
And at the end, you just feel like a nut. In Brazil, a woman found out that her common-law husband was her long-lost brother. We talked about this on Friday.
Gosh, what would you do if you guys, if you found out that Dawn was your sister?
Nope. Cannot
but
think about that.
What would you do? Because they were married how many years? They've been married like
it was
six
a while.
Or eight or something.
Yeah.
They have a kid.
Multiple years. Oh, it would be so disappointing.
But it was just half. I mean, it was just a half brother.
Man, it would be like on your life would be a Maury Povich episode. You'd be like, oh, you're the father. Oh, and the woman's going, I told you, you was the daddy. everybody's screaming.
But they've decided they're going to stay together.
Yeah, they don't care.
Oh, my love. Gives a whole new meaning to brotherly love.
Ah, whoa.
Yeah.
Sisterly love.
Oof.
Gross. Evidence shows that we now spend more time on media devices than we do asleep. According to the study, the average adult in, this is in the UK, spends 8 hours and 41 minutes on media and communication activity each day compared to just 8 hours and 21 minutes of sleep. The 8 hours, 41 minutes on media devices, talking, texting, gaming, typing, listening, or watching accounts for more than half our waking day for the average adult. That's pretty cool. That's crazy times.
That is crazy.
Crazy times, crazy times, crazy. If you're a new car shopper, here's something you should know. Car prices are creeping up faster than household income, and they have been since the Great Recession.
Mm-hmm.
Research from Requisite Press shows car prices rose 8.9% between 2009 and 2013. During the same period, median household income grew just by 4%. So cars are getting expensive, and we're not getting richer.
Great.
The middle class is disappearing. Oh. Here's a cool story. A 9-year-old Florida boy amazingly only had minor injuries after fighting off, you know, a 400-pound alligator he encountered while swimming. James Barney Jr. was swimming in a lake in St. Cloud, Florida, when he said he felt something clamp down on his foot. Normal occurrence in Florida. James says, first I thought someone was playing with me and I didn't know what happened. I reached down to grab it and felt its jaw. I felt its teeth. The 9-foot alligator left only minor cuts and a tooth on James's leg. He says he wants to put it on a necklace to show all his friends.
Oh my gosh. Why is he so calm about
that? The best statement I've ever... And now James says he'll take the tooth that was embedded into his 9-year-old leg and put it on a necklace to show his friends.
That's in between Jack and Luke. 9 years old. I mean, that's how... Wow.
Here's a weirdness. The body of a two-headed dolphin washed up on a beach in Turkey. The conjoined corpse was seen floating onto the shore on Turkey's west coast. The 3-foot dolphin had two heads, but merged to just share one tail.
Weird.
Two heads is better than one tail.
Dolphin tail 3.
Dolphin tail. Oh, my gosh. Guys, there was a preview for a Dolphin Tail 2.
Yeah.
And I told Steve, I was like, I can't watch that movie. I'll cry. I'll just cry the whole movie. Oh, that little baby dolphin. That little baby dolphin is so sweet.
We should have known Ninja Turtles was going to be super kid movie.
By the previews.
The previews were like, Dolphin Tale 2.
It started off and it said,
SpongeBob. And I'm like, what is happening?
The following preview is rated PG. And it was like, that's weird. That's weird.
Like all
not used to that, but that's fine. That's okay. Dolphin Tale. Ah, whoa, that's going to be sad. The following preview is rated PG. Oh, no. SpongeBob 2. That looks funny. The following preview is rated PG-13. Oh, okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, what is this movie? What was it? It was something stupid.
It was so dumb. I don't even remember. Super
Annie.
Cool movie. Oh, it was Annie.
It was Annie.
Like,
oh.
It was like, what? Really? Yeah.
Here's a funny thing, too, I noticed. In the preview for Annie, Jamie Foxx plays a character named Mr. Sax.
Yeah.
And the enemy, or one of the enemies in Ninja Turtles, is Mr. Sax.
Yeah.
What's going on with Sax?
I don't know, man.
I'll tell you what it's...
Sax Man! Sax Man, get out of here, Sax Man! Gosh! Sax Man.
That's right. A young nursing school graduate in Buffalo, New York, and a career police officer from Yonkers, New York. Let's talk about Yonkers, New York.
Remember Bonkers?
Yes. They ordinarily might not have much in common.
Common?
But fate brought the two together 20 years ago after two-month-old Shamara Hamida
Shamalama Ding Dong
went limp and stopped breathing.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you made fun of her. You... jerk. It was then Sergeant Joseph Barca who arrived first outside the apartment building where the father stood crying with a lifeless baby in his arms, cleared an airway obstruction, and breathed life back into her on the way to the hospital. On August 17th, Hamida will be married outside of Chicago. Sergeant Joseph Barca and his wife Helen will be there. He's now a captain in Yonkers and has been sending Hamida a card and a check every year on her birthday since she was a baby.
That's
crazy.
And now
he's going to watch her get married.
That's a pretty good story.
Police in New York are on the hunt for a bank robber who wears many hats. Police say the man donned a range of wacky headpieces as he committed 8 bank robberies in Nassau County, New York over the course of 2.5 months. One of the banks was robbed twice. Surveillance photos show the robber wearing a floppy white hat at one bank. At another, he accessorized with a baseball hat that had a picture of Obama on it. And at another, he decided on a hat with a long wig attached.
Yes.
He is the hat bandit.
Gosh.
That's pretty cool.
The hat.
Oh, here's a terrifying story about cats. Nope. Not reading that. I'm reading the most terrifying.
It's the band hat.
No.
The bandit.
Listen, there are 2 snake stories.
Oh, no.
One is about this python that's been feasting on neighborhood cats.
Oh.
But here it is. Here's the scariest thing I've ever heard today. At least 48 snakes have invaded a couple's home in Punta Gorda, Florida.
Ugh.
That's right. The residents have dealt with the slithering visitors the past 3 months. And despite efforts to trap and remove the serpents, nothing is working. The landlord has trapped 48 snakes.
Ugh.
But there are still more infesting the house. The snakes invading the home are reportedly small, but aggressive. And the couple living in the home have a 2-year-old. Get out of that house.
Yeah.
The snakes are going to kill that baby. They're after the baby. Have you guys not seen Ricky Ticky Tavi? It's from the 80s. It's a cartoon. Oh my gosh, it's time for traffic and then birthdays.
Okay, fine.
Computer's not working. I can only assume that means nothing is going on.
Of course.
Construction, I-25 in Paseo. And good luck if there's any accidents, because I can't tell. Look at this. Did you see what just happened? How did that even happen?
I don't even know.
This is the most ridiculous computer. There's also construction down here at this other place, and I can't read the name. Let's move on to birthdays with Doug.
Woo!
Hey, Doug.
Hello.
I had to share that snake story.
I'm glad you did. People in Florida need to be on notice.
Yeah.
Of the snakes.
Oh, man, Tim texted me and said he loves that python killing those cats. Tim!
Today is August the 11th, 2014. Day 223. There are 142 days remaining. And today's birthday is brought to you part by Skin. The soft outer covering of vertebrae. Thank you, Skin. First up, businessman and founder of FedEx, Mr. Fred Smith.
Fred Smith! Don't you spit that coffee.
I almost spit coffee everywhere. Thank you, Skin.
Founder FedEx. How old's FedEx?
I don't know.
In the future, they're the way that we send packages.
Future?
That's what Space Mountain says.
Oh, my king. Oh, okay. Okay. FedEx.
Founder
is
72.
74 years old today.
70 years old.
Oh no!
Speaking of founders, co-founder of Apple, and now I believe he's the guy who runs Apple. Steve Wozniak.
Steve Wozniak?
Yeah, that guy.
Thank you, Skin.
Steve
Woos. I think when you said Steve, we were both going, Steve Jobs is dead, Doug.
No.
He's a dead person.
Depends on who you ask.
I got an email from him once, Steve Unsealed Jobs, conspiracy. When I worked there. He sent one time.
What'd he say?
I don't even remember.
Steve Wozniak is 58.
55.
64 years old.
Oh!
Next up. She began her acting career on the stage. She won a Tony and a Drama Desk Award for her role in August Wilson's King Hedley II.
Idina Menzel.
No. She won an award for Intimate Apparel.
What?
She was in Fences, Traffic, Antoine Fisher, Solaris, and recently she was in The Help.
Oh. Oh, crap.
Do you remember Solaris?
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis! That's her name. And she's in that new James Brown movie, right? Get On Up? I think
get
she's in that.
Up, girl.
Get On Up.
Get On Up.
Okay. Viola Harris today is 46 years old.
All right. I said
this music is pleasant.
Years old,
she is 49 years old.
Yeah! It's because I sang it. It's because I sang it. It's a secret weapon.
Next up, from Fear Factor, News Radio, USC, play-by-play man, color commentator, and the Joe Rogan podcast. Yeah. It is Joe Rogan's birthday.
Have you ever listened to that podcast? You talk about conspiracy
nuts.
That dude is in it.
Really?
Yes, he loves them. His podcast is really interesting to listen to.
There's a reason he lives in, like, some desolate place in Colorado now.
You gotta get out. Hey, I learned this. You gotta get out of population, like, high-density populations. But you can't just move out to the desert. Because if there was an apocalypse, what are you gonna eat? There's no animals out here.
So that's why you go to the mountains?
You gotta go to a place where there are many animals, but you're off the grid. You need both of them.
Gotcha.
Joe Rogan is 41.
45.
He is 47 years old.
That's because I didn't sing it.
Dang it.
An American actress.
Skylar.
Yes.
Wait, why did I blank on her name?
I don't know. What's her name? The blonde lady.
Oh my gosh.
That plays Skylar.
Gun and a gun.
Yes, and
yay!
A gun.
Yay!
Gosh!
Her birthday's the day before mine.
That's pretty cool.
Now, how old is she?
She's young.
She's young.
She's...
How old do you think? I say 38.
I'm going to say the big 40 today.
She is 46 years old.
Oh.
Anna Gunn, you look good. Look good, Anna Gunn.
Next up, an Australian actor.
Ooh. Hugh Jackman.
Best known for his role as Kim Hyde in the Australian TV series Home and Away. And then later on, he went to play a little character known as Thor.
Oh, cool! Chris Hemsworth!
Chris Hemsworth!
Yes.
Hey!
Oh. There's nothing little about Thor, bro.
Thor's birthday is almost my birthday. That means I'm Thor.
Of all of the Avengers, that's who you'd be, though?
No!
Technically, I would be Spider-Man, because I'm in a comic book Spider-Man.
Yeah, but right now you couldn't be, because I said Avengers, and Sony owns Spider-Man.
Yeah, and Sony is a bunch of idiots. Yeah, Sony is a bunch of idiots!
Go make a TV, Sony! Shut up! Leave Spider-Man alone!
Yeah.
Shut up forever! Thank you, Skin.
Oh, Thor, you are 36.
No, Chris Hemsworth is 32.
He is 31.
Oh my gosh.
And the final birthday this
morning.
We're
the same year. Oh, he's a day older than me.
He's accomplished so much more. What? Is it Hulk Hogan's birthday?
Is no!
it? Oh my gosh.
Yes, it is Hulk Hogan's birthday.
It's the greatest hero of all time.
No, he's not.
He single-handedly fought the Nazis.
What?
Yeah, it was
not recent. Captain America. It's Hulk Hogan.
Captain America was based loosely on Hulk Hogan.
I'm pretty sure he was born in the 60s.
Hogan's Heroes, man. He was in the war.
No.
Yeah, I saw it. It's real life.
Doug.
He body-slammed Andre the Giant.
He did. Twice. His greatest accomplishment in the history of mankind. People were like, we landed on the moon, and we're like, screw the moon, Hulk Hogan body slammed Andre the Giant,
wrestling
idiot.
Is very fake.
I'm getting lightheaded. War, Saddam Hussein handed Sergeant Slaughter his boots.
Oh, no.
And Hulk Hogan went and Hulk beat him.
He had to go get him, and he had to beat him. It was amazing. You want to know what's going on in the Middle East?
What?
It's because Hulk Hogan's over here. He's getting ready for...
What?
SummerSlam stuff, so that's why it's going crazy, because Hulk Hogan's over there.
I think that's really weird.
Like, I'm going to drop this elbow on you, Iron Sheik. And then Iron Sheik would be like, don't do it. He'd be like, I'm doing it.
I don't know if that's
right. He's the greatest hero of all time. I'm feeling sweaty.
Whoa.
I got to lie down.
You are sweaty. What?
Steve-O.
Steve-O's dead. He's dead. He's laying down.
He doesn't have an age. He's timeless because he's Hulk Hogan.
It just sucks that Sting so much better than Hulk Hogan. Who said that?
Sting might be there for Hulk Hogan's birthday tonight.
You know what, guys?
Monday Night Raw.
Sting's an idiot. Hulk Hogan is the man.
No!
Sting wears makeup like a girl.
More like...
Hulk Hogan doesn't need makeup because he's a man.
Oh, yeah? More like Hulk bogus and
what?
Bogan.
I will fight you. You wanna go? You wanna go blows, bro?
You wanna go blows?
You wanna go blows?
I don't do drugs. Isn't blow that's cocaine, right? You're asking me to do drugs?
No!
Hey, Doug.
You're so dumb because you're a Steve-O, skate fan.
Steve-O likes Hulk Hogan and he tried to get me to do drugs.
It's because you're in WCW.
WCW is dead.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. Who survived, guys?
Sting.
Who survived?
Sting did.
Hulk Hogan was in WCW when it died.
Boom!
I
knew you wanted to do cocaine. I'm not. We're not condoning that.
Ever.
You
drugs of any
dumb
kind.
Listener, don't take it that way.
Unless it's like ibuprofen, because ibuprofen's good if you have a headache, which I'm starting to get from screaming and hyperventilating because it's Hulk Hogan's birthday.
It's Hulk Hogan.
Gosh, dude. Okay.
Popular during the '80s, but he was probably.
Oh man, I just read an article about him too. Because he wants to, he's training, he wants to fight John Cena.
Idiot. Okay.
Oh,
I think he's 55.
No! I think he's in his 60s.
Go for it.
I think he's, oh man, I just read the article and it was like, he's like 63. He's 64.
He is 61.
Dang it.
Years old.
Dang it. Dang it, I failed you, Hogan. I'm sorry, buddy.
On today, on this day in what year, Babe Ruth became the first to hit 500 home runs.
Oh.
1936.
1927.
1929.
Oh.
On this day in what year, the first federal prisoners arrived to the island prison of Alcatraz in San Francisco Bay.
Ooh. Obviously named after Dr. Moreau.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they were doing the experimentations. That's why San Francisco is so full of freakies.
Yeah, and we got one. His name's Jared Petro.
1940.
You said San Francisco was full of freakies. What is this? What happened?
It's full of freakies. Don't go there.
Yeah.
It's just full of freakies.
Hulk Hogan, I turned back time. I'm
I
a
told
child
you I
again.
Was freaky. If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back all the words that hurt you, and you'd stay. If I could reach the stars.
Okay. Alcatraz.
It's going to be a good show.
No, it's not.
Oh, it is.
Alcatraz is 1942. Nope. 1946.
No, you'll give them to me.
1934.
Oh, I was so closer.
On this day in what year, President Ronald Reagan joked during a voice test for a paid political radio address that he had signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
Oh, jokester Reagan, right?
That
just
dude.
Putting the world that on dude. Edge.
81.
1984. 1984 is correct.
Yeah! Nicely done.
It's conspiracy because of the book 1984. You guys remember that book?
Nope.
The number one song for today?
That's weird.
That
we
is
were
weird.
Just singing. Okay.
I like to think that I channel spirits.
You just channeled the spirit
and
of
And I channeled
Cher?
The spirit of Cher, even though she's still alive.
Well, Cher...
I stole... Yes, her spirit. She was sharing it with me.
Okay.
And that's why I sang
sharing
that song.
Sharing it. She was sharing.
I've been hanging out with Bill Peterson. Lots of transcendental meditation going on.
Stop it.
Lots of it. Lots of drugs. My dad's listening, so... Daddy, you need to talk to Bill Peterson.
Stop it.
He said,
that's
hey.
The best because if anybody sends an email of ire and anger, be like, dude, his dad's listening right now. You don't have to say.
Yeah, you don't have to say. I'm gonna get in trouble.
Yes, he is. Trust me.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's my birthday. Just give me this one thing,
Murray. I don't know what to do, man.
I got you, babe.
Okay, this song was number one. What do you think? Flower Gosh. Child, hippies.
But I feel
I
like this was
you. The 50s.
No. I was going to say like 71 or 67 or...
I say...
Into 60.
1966.
I'm going to say 71 because that's where I started.
1965.
Oh,
see?
Oh, Bill said, what?
This is National Scramble Week. It is Resurrect Romance Week. It is also Elvis Week. It is Son and Daughter Day. And it's Play in the Sand Day.
And it's what day?
Play in the Sand Day.
Oh, man, there's plenty of sand out here.
Wait, why is it Elvis Week? Did he die this week? Did he die this week?
Stay tuned to find out.
He did. Whoa. He did. I think he did. I already know the date. You don't even need to do it.
Is it the 15th?
Well, I'm going to give the year. I'm going to give the year later this week and win. Because his birthday is January 8th, so it's obviously not his birthday week. Yeah, it is. Look it up. It's also David Bowie's birthday, January
8th. Shut up!
Sorry.
Ah, buddies.
Just buddies. We're just kidding.
Just buddies.
That's how we do, guys. We're just kidding.
It's time for a new segment, Just Buddies. What do you guys do? We're just buddies.
We got to take a quick break. Coming back, Angels and Airwaves. Woo! We got some Colony House. Got some Copper Lily. We got some Mad Lib Monday.
Boo.
It's Hulk Hogan's birthday, so I'm going to try and body slam Teo for his birthday.
Buddies.
Yeah, that's how we do. See you, Awesome Morning Party.
No, brother.
Good morning.
Good morning to you there.
Okay, up and at 'em.
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Stay away from them.
Static Radio.
Oh, my future love. I hope your nose is in your Bible. And you're reading it tonight. As my status update says, good morning.
What? Good morning.
Guys, we don't have a lot going on for construction. We have Paseo do Norte and I-25 is being worked on also. Road construction, the roadway is reduced to two lanes. Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta Boulevard Southwest. That is the whole look at traffic right now.
Boom! Traffic brought to you by Skin!
Skin. Thank you, Skin.
Also, Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Coffee shop here. You are making me so hungry.
Mm.
Inhaling that burrito.
That's right.
That's
so
cool,
good.
That's cool. No bigs.
So good.
Coming up in T-minus 10 minutes, we will have Mad Lib Monday, our final one before school gets going. So I'm excited about that.
It's the final Mad Lib ever.
Oh, yeah.
For the summer. Without children.
Without children.
Children.
It's been pretty active.
Yeah.
Just not so much with the kiddos.
Yeah. Well, we teased it earlier. Southern Hospitality lives on.
Whoa.
Charleston, South Carolina won friendliest city in the United States of America.
Hooray!
Yeah, and we found a list of all of the bestest.
I can't see me loving
city, you're so happy.
All I can think about is Ninja Turtles right now.
Oh.
I hate it.
You didn't hate it that much. I'm gonna love it with Jack and Luke. I know I am.
No.
Friendliest city, recognized for its culture, history, natural beauty, food scene, the magazine, Condé Nast Traveler did a survey. It's 2014 Reader's Choice Awards. Charleston earned top honors last year as well. 2 years in a row, it's won the friendliest city. Of course, this magazine is based solely in Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh.
I'm just kidding.
That would make more sense.
But everybody's just so happy. But just so happy. Huh? Yeah, I know you like it. Top five friendliest cities. It seems like the South has it. Number two, Savannah, Georgia. And we veer away from there. San Antonio, number three.
Ooh.
Yeah. Weird. Telluride, Colorado, number four. And
Nolens.
Number five.
Except at night. It's real sketchy at night.
Yeah, it's real friendly.
Yeah, too. A little too friendly.
A little too friendly, you know what I'm saying? Fort Worth, Key West, Nashville.
Hey!
Asheville, North Carolina. Those are your friendly cities. Now,
Asheville, North Carolina is a beautiful city.
Really?
Yes.
All right. 1.3 million votes came in for this friendliest city from nearly 80,000 adults. They also picked the city they find the most unfriendly.
Ooh.
Any guesses?
Oh, I know. Detroit!
Oh, man, come on, man.
Is that it?
No! That's messed up.
Memphis.
Poor Bill. Poor Bill Detroit. That was the fourth unfriendliest city in the United States. Come on!
Oh!
Gosh!
Oh, Bill.
Yeah. Sorry, Bill.
It's all
your
the
city
drugs.
Sucks. At least according to just about every poll ever.
What's number three?
Number three went to Hartford, Connecticut.
I could get that. It seems like the Northeast is a cold, dead place.
Which is funny because the number two city is far west coast.
L.A.
Close. Think Detroit on the west coast. You can do it. I believe
San Francisco?
No, dude. Detroit. Think Detroit on
El
the west
Paso.
Coast. You were so close.
I give up. Fullerton?
Oakland, man!
Oakland. The Raiders. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Raiders fans out there, you guys are mean.
But of course, the number one least friendly city goes out to the friends in New Jersey. Newark!
Newark, New Jersey.
Unfriendliest U.S. city in the United States. Atlantic City on that list. Detroit. The Hamptons. Wilmington, Delaware. Miami on the list of unfriendliest U.S. cities. It's interesting.
Did you see where Miami put up like a billboard? It was like, "You're welcome, LeBron."
Yeah.
And it had those rings.
Oh, that was actually an ESPN dude who got suspended.
Oh, Doug was talking about that the other day.
He was talking about how he wanted to do that. And people wouldn't allow him to do it. So he found some billboard space because he was going to take out an ad in a paper.
Oh.
Yeah, that cost him some time at work.
And money.
In true to Detroit form, I just got a text from our friend Bill Peterson from Detroit who said, "I will fight you."
No,
thus
you
proving
won't, Bill.
He is unfriendly.
Wait. Yeah, Bill, you proved yourself wrong, dude. Think about these things.
I will say the Temptations.
Do-do-do-do. Now, this reminds me of Guardians. And now I get happy.
Yeah? Temptations are from that area. Come on, Motown.
It's not Motown anymore.
I know, but Motown, you can't say unfriendly and then think Motown because those are some of the loveliest songs in the world.
Yeah, it's not like that anymore.
To be fair, I've never been to Detroit. I don't know that it's the unfriendliest city in the world.
I've been there.
For me, friendliest city I've ever visited? The South is pretty friendly. I was going to say Salt Lake. Salt Lake is very friendly.
It's really clean.
It's very clean.
But it wasn't friendly.
The people were very friendly.
Not to me, they weren't.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't trust me.
Huh.
Or I didn't trust them.
Ah!
I was like, "What is in your hidden temple? Are there legends? Legends of your hidden temple?"
Everywhere I went in Nashville, super friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tennessee, very, very, very friendly.
Nashville's a good spot.
It really is a good
Except
spot.
Except for the most pretentious corners of East Nashville, which we all know are the worst.
Really?
No, not really.
Everybody was so kind. Even that pretentious coffee shop you took me to.
Yep.
That dude was really, really kind.
They're all nice.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, man, it's because they know. They're like, "Yeah, it's only like $30 for that small cup.
It's going to really hurt your wallet for the small cup of coffee.
So thank you for coming in, man.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate
because
your
Because of idiots like you who visit here.
We love you.
We make so much money. Thank you.
Thank you. You're literally paying my mortgage with that one cup of coffee. Thank you so much.
Incredible. Least friendly, friendliest. There's your list. Coming up, Mad Lib Monday. We are 4 minutes away. You can get your words in right now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Phone lines are open. 505-338-3700. Right around the corner. It's our favorite segment of the week.
Dance in your car.
Maybe. Some Ryan Adams on the way. Also, Five Iron Frenzy. Details about their show on the way as well. This is more from Team Awesome Morning Party.
No.
Static!
who's ready for some more Team Awesome Morning Party.
Anyone?
Come on, don't be shy.
Well, tough, we're giving you more anyway.
Bingo, man, bingo.
Static Radio.
I said...
Oh.
I said we were done a Mad Lab.
It's the grossest.
It's your favorite segment.
You picked a
favorite segment.
You picked a crazy one.
You love it.
You love it. In just a minute, Steve-O's going to call his best friend Marilyn Manson to participate in the Mad Lib Monday.
I'm still mad we saw him in L.A. and didn't walk up and go, "Hey, bro, questions."
I guess he's not your best friend no more.
Impromptu questions about this final season of that TV show you're on. And, you know, sup with the makeup. Actually, he wasn't wearing any makeup. He looked pseudo-normal. He was just like, "Man, I'm just trying to get to a movie."
And he really was.
Yeah, that's cool.
He had a buddy with him.
We don't want to bug you.
They just wanted to go to a movie. They didn't want all that.
They did.
They didn't want to be in the limelight.
They did not. But if you would like to be in the limelight, 505-338-3700.
It's just another
Mad Lib Monday. It's Mad Lib Monday. Your chance to kick it with us and make the morning more hilariouser by giving us words of stupidity.
Doug is a female.
What? We're going to make this great. 505-338-3700, the phone number, static.
Hey guys, it's Joelle and Annie.
Yay.
Whoa!
Where have you been? I didn't sleep in. I went to Iowa. To see corn.
Iowa.
Yeah, I didn't even have Wi-Fi, so I couldn't even listen to my app. I was so mad.
You owe me a birthday present.
Happy birthday, Mateo.
No,
we'll have an early birthday. I'll make you some cookies.
Yep.
Wait. My birthday was in July. You didn't make me cookies.
She was in Iowa.
Iowa, were you there to see corn?
Okay, I'll make you some belated birthday cookies. Okay.
Like, do you mean corn is in the band, or corn is in
literally corn? Like
corn,
I walked through a cornfield.
Wow!
Did you see any children? Here? Did you see the children of the corn?
No,
they didn't try to kill you.
No,
those movies are terrible.
I'm kind of freaking out.
I think they only come out in the fall time.
Ah,
okay.
You just missed them. You just missed them.
You should go back. No, don't go back. They'll
Joelle, I need an article of clothing, plural.
An article of clothing, plural. Let's go with raincoats.
Raincoats.
Okay. It rained a lot in Iowa.
It rained a lot here yesterday, huh?
No, not really.
Look at it. It rained a ton on the west side.
It totally rained a ton on the west side.
I don't live on the west side, so I have no idea.
Well, neither do I. I just saw it from my view from the east side.
Yeah, right.
Well, I could have looked north, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I live on the mountains.
On the third day, look to the east.
On the mountains?
Mm-hmm.
Literally on it.
Yeah, I live up there. I got a little shack right there by where that tram lift thing.
That's cute.
I know.
These are all lies.
Just me and Beans and Panda up there, just
Joelle,
looking over the city,
he's saying.
Ruling the world.
Yeah.
I want to have a mountain shack.
Nope.
A mountain
you can't.
Shack.
That's my mountain.
Gosh.
Fine, I'll claim my own mountain.
Nope.
We're glad you're back, Joelle.
Me too.
You can call in more. So.
Okay, I will. I'm going to have to start getting up early again starting Wednesday.
There you go. See? Good times.
Hey, you excited
People are coming back.
You excited about Five Iron coming up?
Yeah, it's the day after my 21st birthday. I have to go.
Wow. You're welcome.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Planning me a party.
Hooray.
That's how we do. All right, Joel. We got to grab on the phone lines.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
You too.
All right. 505-338-3700. The phone number. Static.
I love you both.
I love you both.
Yeah.
It's going to take 10 years to get through the segment because all of our favorites are calling in.
Hey, Willie.
We don't just want a word. We want to hang.
I got to say, I also want a mountain shack. And
yeah.
I do love cornfields. They're
mountain
amazing.
Mountain shacks and cornfields, man. That's what we're going to take away from today. That's the name of our podcast today.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Please, is it?
Mountain fields and corn shacks.
That's exactly what it
is. Wow. Yeah. So good. Did you guys have an epic weekend? Epic weekend.
Oh, dude.
Yes.
A really epic weekend. We went, like grown-ups, we went to go see a kids movie without kids.
Yep.
Yes.
Because I was like, hey, I gotta screen Ninja Turtles before the boys see it because it looks a little adult on the commercial. So we're gonna go screen it first. And then we felt like idiots because we were the only two adults there without children.
Everybody's looking at us all funny. We're like, what?
Had no idea it's a Nickelodeon film, and it was so kid-friendly that we felt like morons because it was such a stupid kids movie!
It is a kids movie.
Oh, wow.
When it's a kids movie,
when you leave it thinking, man, the best part of that movie was the SpongeBob preview. That's when you know you've made a mistake.
We knew we were in trouble when we were surrounded by kids and PG trailers.
I'm not even like a big SpongeBob fan, but the movie looks, the new one coming out looked really
funny. It looked hilarious. Yeah, it looked hilarious.
Wow, so. I'm stoked. And SpongeBob it is. That's definitely something we're looking forward to.
Wooly, may I please have an adjective?
An adjective.
Yep.
Stinky.
Yeah,
stinky.
Yes. Yep.
It's good.
Last night I was having, and then the second one that comes to mind, if you ever need another one, we were talking, I was hanging out with some friends, and we made, we as in myself, made some excellent bacon-wrapped jalapeno poppers.
Mm. Oh.
I know. They were stupid. I just put them in my face, and they were amazing.
My friends
also did the same.
Here's what my wife and I do. We get bacon cheddar brats. You cut them into fourths. And you stuff them inside the jalapeno and then wrap it in bacon and fire it up on the grill.
What?
Yeah. Cheddar brat. I'm telling you. Stuff that inside.
Cheddar brat!
Stuff that inside the jalapeno. You're welcome. Brat. It's like the best snack in the universe.
That's better than kolaches.
You'll die by 35. Yeah. So, yeah.
No, that's okay.
Heart will stop.
Wolo, man. Wolo.
Turn
down for what?
I love you, Wooly.
What?
I love you too. Have a good day, guys.
All right. Bye. Longest Mad Lib of all time. 505-338.
As long as our friends are calling
3700. Static.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Olivia.
Sup, Olivia?
Sorry, I haven't been calling in.
It's all good. Did school start or what? Is that why you're calling?
No, no. I've been on a trip and I don't have service. So,
yes. Yeah. When's school start?
I do not know.
You should probably get on top of that. I feel like that's something you
should
know.
Yeah, you're
going
to need to know so you're not late.
Your summer's about to end, and that's going to be less fun. So you need to,
The worst.
There you go. Olivia, I need a celebrity.
Ooh. Oh, my. Okay.
She was ready for like a real.
I know, right? This is a weird one today. I got all these crazy things.
Who's your favorite movie star?
You can do it, Olivia. Need a celebrity.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
All right, that'll work.
Yeah. Johnny Depp's cool.
That's the only thing off the top of my mind.
It's probably what my wife would have said too.
So, that's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Olivia.
You're the best, Olivia. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
That girl.
She sounds
awesome.
Like a businesswoman.
She does. Static.
Hi, this is Bryn.
Bryn. Gosh, just the sweetest little voice in the world.
What are you doing, Bryn?
Yeah.
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 Are you having a good day?
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So awesome. Bryn, we can't thank you enough for our amazing Ninja Mad Lib book that you gifted to us. We put it to good use all summer long. We're almost done with it.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Is Claire still asleep?
Yeah.
Yep. That's what usually happens. Bryn, I need an adjective.
Epic.
Epic!
The best.
Perfect.
Thank you, Bryn.
Bryn, you are amazing.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Gosh, she's the cutest.
Just the sweetest little voices in the world.
Yeah, for real. Static.
You had asked for a celebrity to call in, so I was just calling in.
Oh, my gosh. Gentry.
Gentry.
Gosh.
The old.
No, Gentry. We went from the sweetest voice in the world to, like,
the best.
Just the hairiest.
The hairiest voice.
I don't even know what to do.
Is that a compliment that I have a hairy voice?
You do, man. Yeah. You really do. You really, really do. That's why it's not on your head. Because it made its way down into your voice. It's amazing.
You guys are epically funny.
Thanks, buddy. How you doing, old man?
I'm doing well. You know, been up since 3.
Of course.
Right, right.
You and Grandpa Friend hanging out?
I got to bed at 5.
You don't have a going problem. You have a growing problem. That's right. I've seen the commercials.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I want to know what you guys are talking about, celebrities and stuff.
No, it's Mad Lib Monday. We need words. You got to.
This is the worst game.
I don't even want to ask you, but. Okay, Mad Lib Monday. I need a part of the body.
You really want to ask me that?
You better keep it clean, old man.
That's why I almost want to move down, but I can't. That's the order.
We know.
Gotta do Mad Libs in order. So.
You're setting your ways, but you keep it clean.
I'm going to keep it clean, so I'm going to give you... what do you need?
I really do need a part of the body.
We need a part of the body.
I'm not kidding. That's the next word I need.
All right, let's go with the spleen.
Yeah. Spleen!
Spleen.
Okay, that's good.
All right?
Yeah.
All right, bye.
All right.
Bye.
Love you! I love that, man.
That's cool.
Gosh. So good.
Cool, dude.
All right, buddy.
Static.
Good morning. It's Mark Wiggins.
Wiggins.
Hey.
Gosh.
Two old guys in a row.
What's
happening?
I don't even know what to do.
It's
Everybody's
like classic.
This is the best.
For my
birthday.
We're like
2 months apart, Gentry and me.
Oh. Yeah?
Gentry and I.
Yeah.
I don't know. Been out of school a long time.
You and the Gentry.
Yeah.
Me
good.
And that guy.
Me.
I feel like
me.
Today's just going to be an epic day.
It feels epic.
Epic. Beautiful. That's like the 5th time you guys have used epic.
We're going to
keep
saying
it. That's because we got epic from Bryn this morning.
Yeah, I feel like
it's the word of the day.
If you find a
Thank
word
God
that you
I
like,
wasn't after him, because how do you follow that?
No,
it was That's Jesus incredible. Sweetie.
I think if you find a word that you like a lot, that you should just say it as much as possible so everybody
awesome.
Knows that you like it.
Yeah.
Awesome. I'm a kid from the 80s, so... Awesome.
Cowabunga.
Tubular.
Cowabunga, yeah. It's Cowabunga. Some Ninja Turtle stuff.
Radical.
Yeah, there you go. I'm pretty sure all my vocabulary came from Michelangelo, mm-hmm. so...
Michelangelo is cool, but rude.
I was never into the turtle, but I get it.
Raphael is cool, but rude.
Yeah. Michelangelo is a party.
Party dude. Voila!
I saw Guardians of the Galaxy last week.
What did you think?
It's not a kid movie,
no.
Or a real little kid movie, maybe. You can take them because then they won't get like the crude references and stuff. But it was funny. There was some good parts.
Yeah.
Touching.
On the flip side, Turtles, total kid movie.
Total kid movie.
Is it? Yeah. My daughters wouldn't be into Turtles. One of my daughters still is into all that stuff. So
yeah,
that's my excuse to go see.
We felt like idiots being the only grown-ups there without children. So it was like, oh, okay, my
It
bad.
Was epic.
The trailer made this seem a little bit more adult, but it was not. Which
I think I know the definition
just
of
kind
of
weird to me.
Yeah.
I felt like an idiot. That's the whole story.
There you go. All right.
Loved it. Loved your story.
Wiggins,
thank you. That's a good topic.
I need a verb ending in ing.
Oh, peeing.
Peeing. Everybody does it at least once a day. And if you're not, you need to.
How come the grown-ups
are the ones in Gentry's case, 12
words?
Times a night.
That's right.
Exactly. God bless you. That was the best.
Somebody get him a bedpan.
Love you, Fireman
Bye.
Wiggins.
Peace and love.
Later. All right. Fireman Wiggins.
We need to get Matt Gentry a Static Radio bedpan.
We should.
That would be really funny.
Static.
Hi, guys. This is Claire.
Claire. This is so great.
Claire,
this
you're so awake.
Great. You're awake. You're alive.
Woke up.
Oh, so good.
That's great.
So good. So glad you called in.
Claire, we've almost used the whole Mad Lib book.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you for giving us the ninja book.
Claire, I need a noun.
Unicorn.
Okay.
Yeah. Celeste is going to be so happy you said that.
Yep. Celeste's birthday is like 9 days away.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Olivia, do you know when my birthday is?
This is Claire.
Claire. Claire, do you know when my birthday is?
1 week.
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Happy birthday.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. That's funny.
Claire, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, we've missed you because Bryn's been calling in.
Uh-huh.
But you've been asleep.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for calling us.
Bye, I'll miss you.
Something
on your birthday.
Yay.
Oh, sweet.
Call us next week.
Claire, there you go.
She's
Claire.
The best.
She is amazing.
Sorry, I looked over and we have a card from Olivia right there.
And so you were reading and saying.
Yeah.
I've done that 1,000 times.
Man.
Static!
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Old guys and young girls.
Yeah, it's really weird.
Bill, why would you call and say that?
Gosh.
Bill.
So weird, man.
Bill.
Hey.
Such a creeper.
Don't mess with Detroit.
Yeah, because you guys are so normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
My feelings are hurt.
My feelings, man.
Gosh. I'm sorry, Bill.
What?
I have nothing to do with the survey that said Detroit is one of the unfriendliest cities.
Neither of us did.
No, nope, I didn't even vote.
We just report the news, man.
If I was
it's because
say,
of people like you making fun of it.
Yeah.
And then all you guys, you get mad, and you become the fourth most unfriendly city in the country.
That's true.
That's right.
So true. I would have said Philly. I've been to Philadelphia.
That's the city of brotherly love.
There's no love there. They're so mean.
It's because Will
They're
Smith
so
moved
rude.
Down.
Okay, let's see. I need a verb ending in ing.
Detroiting.
Gosh.
That's
All
also
right.
that's also
no.
Known.
No.
Too late. Too late.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye. There's another word for that, but we can't say it because it's a bad word.
Yeah. Detroiting. That's my new one. Static.
What's up, boys? It's Myers.
Hey! What is going on? This is great.
This is friendship.
Are
day.
You with the old man? Are you with Gentry?
Gentry?
Yeah.
That old guy?
Yeah, that old guy just called in, and then your brother-in-law, Wiggins, called in. It's like, what is happening? It's like the best day of all time.
Not associating you with those old hags.
I got to be honest, though. I'm a little upset with your brother. Jesse posted how stoked he was to have seen the Ninja Turtles movie, and I was like, whoa. Whoa.
Is it not good?
We saw it, and it's like, I can't wait to go see it with Jack and Luke, because they're going to love it, but it's like super kid movie,
yeah.
Like cheesy, really bad.
So let me ask you this. So why are you surprised, then, that my brother loved it?
No. Oh.
Solid point.
Well, he wasn't spoken.
That's
yeah,
true.
Okay. And he does love Creed. You know what? It's all coming together. It's all coming together. You're right. You know what? God bless
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
You're
yeah.
right.
He was the best guitar player Spoken ever had.
He's
the best guitar
true.
Player anybody ever had.
That's right.
Yeah. Dude, what is happening? This is real life. Myers, I need a part of the body.
Part of the body. Yeah. I love it.
Gentry already said spleen.
Pinky toes.
There you go. It's beautiful. Hey, last time you were on the show, you were talking about a new show that was going to be filming in Albuquerque that you're a part of.
That's right, buddy. We're starting today.
Woo! When are you going to come back in and update us on how amazing it's going?
When are you going to let me in?
I don't know.
Are you outside?
September? Do we have anything in September?
No.
Oh, we're booked.
We'll do it soon enough. I'll just come in and
be cool.
You know, take over the airwaves.
We want to hear what's going on in our city.
That's
so,
right.
It's cool.
When your ratings start to suffer, just give me a call.
There you go.
Like all that'll right. ever happen.
Hey, I want one more from you. I need a color.
A color?
Yeah.
Rad. Blue.
Rad blue.
Too rad. Rad it is. Oh, man. Amazing.
Thanks, Dave Myers.
Thanks, Dave Myers.
Bye.
What is going on?
Best thing ever.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. I guess we should take some of these Facebook ones.
I'm
as
so
well.
Happy that Claire and Brian and Olivia called.
Yeah!
Me. That's the best.
And Joel the Nanny,
and
then we have Wooly,
yeah.
And
then
like,
Gentry, and then Dave Myers, and then
Fireman
Wiggins.
It's like,
it's
what's
like
happening?
The best keeps
yes!
going on. The best.
Best Monday. You guys make our Monday so great.
All right. What
I
do you
need a plural noun.
Plural noun. Toenails.
Okay.
Toenails are cool when you eat them.
Kids,
eat your toenails.
No, dude, I have
eat
to
them.
Get after my kid
yeah.
after that all the
Everybody,
time.
All you kids, eat your toenails.
Oh,
it's great.
All right, we got two phone calls and two words left, so here we go. Static.
Hey, guys, it's SB.
SB.
Hey.
Where you been, SB?
I have been working and not working.
We're convicting all of our listeners who stopped calling there for the summer and made
working
it
hard, more like hardly working.
Yeah,
am I right?
Yeah.
I need.
What are you guys up to?
We're trying to do a Mad Lib. We're working really hard. You're interrupting work time.
Okay. I should call back later.
No, I need a noun. I need a noun.
Let's see. Shrubbery.
Shrubbery. Gosh, that's a good one. The shrubbery. Okay, thank you.
Okay,
Okay, Matt, happy birthday, by the way.
It's tomorrow!
I know. Happy early birthday.
Hooray!
Yay!
God bless, guys.
Bye. How about you, KOSB? Last call! Static.
Yo, good morning.
What up?
Hey! I finally got a hey!
Hey!
It's the Jets guy from Rio.
I know, it's Jets guy from Rio.
Oh, you know that.
Yeah, of course we do. We know your voices.
We have caller ID.
We don't have caller ID.
On our caller ID, it shows up Jets guy from Rio.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right. Here's what I need. It's the final word of the morning.
You don't even have to tell me what you need. Just go Jets.
Go Jets. Nope, I need a noun.
Ha! Jets.
Noun. Buddy?
Jets.
He's standing by a jet right now.
That's what it sounds like. Wind turbine.
Quit it.
Oh.
Love you, Jets guy. We hung up on you.
Should we take a...
Yeah, we have plenty over here.
Okay.
What about consternation?
Okay.
Thank you, Lisa. Lisa is my best friend. Lisa says, the other day, she got her Static Fanatic letter, and she said the one thing she did not like was that I was going to be gone for
a
week. But I'm actually going to kind of be gone, but I'm still going to be helping, calling in, giving updates from the road with my boy, Tim.
If you don't know what we're talking about, you need to become a Static Fanatic. We send out these little emails of awesome. I actually wrote it this month.
Yeah, you did. And people have complained about the grammar constantly.
Stop it.
It's
the worst. I can't help it.
Look at this email.
APS.
This email says, who wrote this? This is the worst.
Sadly, my joke went unloved because my first line was about like grammar and it was supposed to be hilarious and punctuation, and whoever edited it fixed it. They fixed it, so it's not even funny.
You were worried about that.
I was worried
about
that.
You should have let a friend of ours write it because of his use of commas in his Facebook status that I noticed.
Yeah,
his name is Doug. Just kidding, it wasn't Doug, it was Shane. Alright, let's go.
Oh man, alright, are we ready for this?
Yes.
Alright. It's the Ninja Smackdown.
Ninja Smackdown!
There's a fight going on.
There's a fight going on!
So you're McDorcus.
I'm Mc... What?
And I am Butkowski.
Yeah, Butkowski! Hey, Butkowski!
So you kick it off.
More like Butkiski.
And then... Okay.
Ha! I got you! Ninja lovers everywhere. Everybody was cold. Hang on to your raincoats! It's the final round of another stinky-filled night of Ninja Smackdown. Here are your hosts, Mateo, that's me, McDorcus, and Steve-O Butkowski.
Oh, yes.
This epic battle's had more drama than a Johnny Depp movie.
Totally. It's been a real spleen biter.
Mysterio, the rad ninja, who's under a copyright infringement lawsuit from Marvel, and Marshmallow Assassin, the defending champion, are slowly peeing around the ring, each trying to anticipate the other's next unicorn.
Oh no! Mysterio makes his move, executing his signature Detroiting scissors kick.
Oh no!
Right into Marshmallow Assassin's pinky toes!
Ah! And Marshmallow Assassin is airborne, landing in a pile of toenails at the far end of the arena.
The shrubbery is going wild!
Ooh,
Mysterio is the new Ultimate Fighting Consternation!
Also, he will be paying rights to Marvel. It's a sad situation.
It really is.
Don't name yourself after a Spider-Man villain, idiot!
Good job. We gotta take a quick break. It is Monday, and it feels like one of the best.
Hooray.
A lot of great calls this morning already. Ha! DJ Bossman Dan is here, which means I got to break the bad news to him.
Oh.
I know.
Sniffy,
I know.
Sniff,
maybe we'll have him in.
Snooze.
Maybe we'll have him in studio here in just a bit.
We should.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Don't touch that dial. Listen to
Team Awesome Morning Party.
Cornerstone of any nutritious breakfast.
Careful traffic.
What's going on?
What's going on?
That would be good traffic music. What's going on? Wait, but that's Wednesday. What's going on Wednesday that we never do? I wish my birthday was either Wednesday or Thursday so that I could really stretch this thing out for a while. Because I feel like it's going to be tomorrow, and then everybody's going to say, yeah, birthday week, in theory. But then by Thursday morning, everybody's going to have forgotten. They have forgotten me.
Yeah, I feel you.
All of you will have forgotten me.
But tomorrow we get to go pick up comics. And
that'll be fun.
So your birthday is like on the coolest day.
Birthday is the coolest day in the birthday world of the whole thing.
Yeah.
There's an accident Wyoming Boulevard north at Academy Road. Did you know that?
Mm-mm.
No, you do. It's not a hoax.
Great.
It's real. Also, construction I-25 in Paseo and construction a little southways Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta. The roadway has been reduced to 2 lanes. 2 lanes of glorious headache for you.
Mmm.
At Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta. Again, there is an accident. Wyoming Boulevard north at Academy. Good luck today,
mm-hmm.
friend of friends. That's your look at traffic right now.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. A boom. Good news, everyone.
What?
I can tell you the success of keys.
Okay.
No. Wait, I can tell you the key to successfulness.
That makes more sense.
Scientists have developed a mathematical equation that can predict happiness.
Ooh.
Yeah, dude.
Well,
yeah.
What is it?
Well, happiness, parentheses 2 equals W, 0 plus W, 1, backwards
24,
E, squiggly
19.
J equals 1, T minus J capital C R,
yes.
Little J in the corner plus W 2.
Hang on.
With an E back, backwards E.
Yeah.
That's a backwards E, or is that a correct E? That's a right E. That's a good E.
That's
is that an E?
Greek.
That's an M on its side.
It's a Greco-Roman.
It's a weird M. There's an M there. J equals 1 T.
Pretty cool.
Y T minus J capital E V.
Y.
Small J plus W 3 T over EJ1YTJRPE.
T over EJ1.
J.
Hey, everybody.
That's the whole equation. We figured it out. Woo! Okay.
We did it.
Okay. The yes. equation looks at expectations, rewards, and past outcomes. According to Dr. Rob Rutledge from University College in London, he says we can look at past decisions and outcomes and predict exactly how happy you will say you are at any point in time. They found that participants were happiest when they performed better than expected during a risk-reward task. Brain scans also revealed happiness scores correlated with areas known to be important for well-being.
Cool.
Yeah. No bigs.
No bigs.
Oh, they say the brain is trying to figure out what you should be doing in the world to get rewards. So all the decisions, expectations, and outcomes are information it's using to make sure you make good decisions in the future.
I like it.
Yeah. All of the recent expectations and rewards combine to determine your current state of quote-unquote happiness.
All right, let's try it then.
Okay.
Your happiness on a scale of 1 to 10.
Right now?
Yes.
Well, it's Monday. Nothing has gone super wrong yet.
Okay.
Celeste is back from vacation.
That's good.
She bought me a stadium-exclusive Angels hat when she saw the Angels play the Dodgers.
That's
very
really
happy
nice.
About that.
That's really nice.
On a scale of 1 to 10, dude, the old man called this morning.
That was one.
Myers called this morning.
That was even better.
We've had a lot of great... Fireman Wiggins called. Mm-hmm. Had a great weekend. Dr. Erwin Lutzer taught here and brought the Hammer of Amazing.
Hammer of Amazement.
I would go so far as an 8.
8.
Only because... I currently have to pee.
Oh.
And we're going to be on the air for a while. So I know that that's less awesome.
1, 2, 3.
I'll give it an 8.
Okay.
Okay. What does the scientific scale say?
I plug in the T. Happiness is T.
Yes.
W, 0.
Right.
Minus 4. You are lying. You're not really happy. That's what the equation says.
Okay.
It says that you are dumb. And you have minimal qualities and skills.
Well, by looking at the equation, I feel dumb, which is another reason why it's not a 10.
That's this letter.
That first equation, just looking at it, made me remember that I wasn't that good in school. It kind of knocked a point off for me. And then again,
this letter means that you have riches in your future.
I think that's a totally different kind of quiz.
No, and then this says here, hang on. You said T. Okay. Name your favorite color.
Purple. Not my favorite color.
Okay. Yeah. This says you're going to be rich.
Uh-huh.
But miserable.
Oh, no.
And you're going to get murdered.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's so bad.
Murdered by Ditch Witch.
No.
That's what it says. Oh. Hang on.
Okay.
What's your favorite animal?
Well, my favorite animal?
Out of horse, elephant, or shark.
Oh, gosh. Out of those?
Mm-hmm.
I guess shark.
Oh, yeah. No, you're going to get murdered by by a serial killer.
Oh, even better.
It's different.
Isn't the Ditch Witch? Okay.
No, she is a mythological spirit.
Okay.
This is like just a plain old murderer guy.
My favorite color is actually army green. I don't know why I said purple.
Hang on.
Yeah, sorry.
You're not going to get murdered. It says you're going to get buried alive.
Oh.
Some would consider that worse.
And am I going to live in a mansion, an apartment, a shack, or a house?
Hang on. A mountain.
A mountain?
Says you're going to get buried alive in your mountain shack.
Great.
Hang on. Grandpa Friend. Grandpa Friend will be your murderer. He says he needs you to meet him on Tuesday.
Oh!
Tomorrow. That's my birthday, Hang on.
No time.
Hang on. Did you say orange?
No, army green!
All right, hang on.
Ugh.
Wait, I got to redo. This is the longest word.
This is crazy.
All these letters, they're just blinding me. Oh, okay.
I hate those things.
That you love hamburgers.
I do. That's weird.
Does. It says,
I really
but
do.
It says that you are the best hamburger griller. In Albuquerque.
I really feel that way sometimes.
But hang on.
I make a pretty good
burger. But you're still going to get murdered.
Oh, gosh.
It says that you will offer your murderer hamburgers, they will eat them, and then still get you.
Oh, 505-338-3700.
I'll tell your future. Call in right now. I'll tell your future.
No. Hey, Miss Cleo. No, no.
Hey, Mama Cleo.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
Just so you guys know.
Nope.
All I got to do is wait for Steve-O to become rich. Because we got a Ditch Witch. We'll help fulfill prophecy.
Mmm. Hey, what's your favorite color?
Wait, what?
Do I only have to choose one?
Yep.
Oh, so many decisions.
I sound like the kind of person who would say clear.
No, I was actually thinking of, invisible.
Okay.
What's the result?
Okay, it says...
How bad is it?
It says that you're actually going to get super rich.
Oh, that's good.
And you're going to move to Washington, D.C.
Oh, my favorite circle place.
Yes, and you're going to conquer the U.S. and A.
Wow.
But then you two are going... You're going to lose... It says two, so I'm supposing there's someone else.
Oh, the Illuminati.
Oh, but it says... This is like your compatriot.
It's the Illuminati.
You guys are going to move over there, and then you're going to get framed for the murder of some girl.
Roger Rabbit.
That some dude put you in your car, and you're going to have to run.
It says all that
you're gonna,
with
hang
the
on,
little
hang
color
on.
Thingy?
Wow. And you're going to have to run into the woods, and then you're
I
on the run.
Woods.
You're going to meet some lady in a
I've
car.
Seen this show.
No,
another lady. I think I would stay away from women at this point.
She's going to give you food and water. And then, it's going to be confusing because I think she's part of the enemy. And then you keep going.
I hope you love Pakistan.
And you meet up with your dad. And your dad says, hey, you got to go on the run. Yeah. And then you're going to say, okay. So then you're going to go on the run. And then you're going to track down the guy that framed you and sneak into his house. And you're going to confront him with a gun.
That's like the fugitive.
Well, almost. And then it was a good effort. And then you're gonna live, and that's
Does he
the
have
end.
A fake arm?
No, fake arm. No fake arm.
All right. I'll take it.
That's your future, though. Also, your winning lottery numbers are 10, 7,
9,
14, 23, 11, and 10. There's a niner in there.
Like seven numbers too many. There's a niner in there. There you go.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it, man. Good luck.
All right, guys.
Good luck.
Bye.
There you go. Amazing. I had no idea you could tell people's futures with that piece of paper.
Bad news for you.
Oh, no.
Yep. I'll tell you after the break.
Coming up, we're going to talk about a radio station in Canada that's found a new way to bring you more hits.
Oh, yeah.
We'll also talk about the girl that's turning heads in the Little League World Series. What?
That's right. And we're going to talk about some missed connections.
Oh, yeah.
We know you're out there.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
No!
Static.
Get ready for a jolt. Ready?
Wake up!
It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Wake up!
On Static Radio.
Oh, and here comes trouble. Here comes trouble.
Looks like a couple of snafus going on.
Yep.
Object on roadway. Paseo del Norte East at the river. There's an object on the roadway also. There's an accident I-40 East at I-25, which is the big interchange here in town. Happened at about 8:15, so not long ago. Also construction, Paseo del Norte and I-25. Also construction at Rio Bravo Boulevard and Isleta Boulevard Southwest. And a lot more places around this old city. So be careful and watch what you're doing. That's your line of traffic!
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch Coffee Shop here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. It's 505-338-3669. Question for you.
What?
What's your favorite part about Static Radio?
Blue.
That's good. Like the dog?
Raptor.
Okay. The truck.
My favorite part about Static Radio is you.
Oh, man. Come on.
It's
stop
you.
It.
It's my friend.
Stop it. Just that's buddies. My favorite part, too.
Just you? That's selfish. You are a selfish doo-doo head. I said it.
Oh, I said it.
Come on, FCC. I said it.
Well, we got a lot of Static Fanatics. Really cool people. Speaking of Static Fanatics... If you are a supporter of Static, you get a rad email. You're going to definitely want to check it.
Check it.
It was sent out on Friday. Yeah. And for all you Five Iron Frenzy fans, that's hard to say. Five Iron Frenzy fans, they're coming to town. Thursday, September 18th, tickets go on sale this Friday to the general public. But Static Fanatics, your opportunity to purchase them is going on now. You need to go check your super rad secret Static Fanatic email. Yeah, I just told everybody about it. So, Static Fanatics, they all have different varying reasons why they love Static, why they support our listener-supported station. But I wanted to ask, what's your favorite part about Static Radio? Because a new station or an old station in Canada is adopting a new to do things.
I don't want to talk about this. I read about it and I hate it.
Here's the thing. Top local 40 station AMP radio. First station in the world, they're doing something. They're switching their format. It's kind of like when Static Radio switched over to General Market / Christian /
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
They are slashing things as well.
Ugh.
They're slashing songs in half. They're taking the top 40. Oh, yeah, T-Swift. We know you. We love you. We want to hear you so much, you guys. We love T-Swift.
T-Swift is my friend.
This last Friday, they unveiled their new format, which is called Quick Hits.
Quick Hits is cool.
They broadcast all of their songs with edited down versions that are 2 minutes or less.
See, that's ridiculous. I read about this and was like, what?
Yeah. Their vice president of programming thinks it's a sign of the times.
Idiot.
Or a sign that radio is finally willing to get with the times. And I don't understand what that means.
So, okay. For instance, this little background music we've played is a minute long.
Okay.
So you get two of these. Most songs...
You'd be like, and that was T-Swift. All right, moving right along.
Not the whole song.
Okay, not the whole song. Next up, got some Katy Perry for you. Hope you love that song. All right, that was enough of Katy Perry, guys. Foo Fighters for you. Welcome to this rad new format for radio station. But we know you're probably already tired of the Foo Fighters, so we're going to play some Bruno Mars for you. It's Bruno Mars right here on Static Radio.
Yeah.
All right, that was Bruno Mars. Paramore on the way right now. Static Radio. Okay, but, you know, let's be honest. Everybody wants to hear some One Direction.
Oh, yeah.
So let's hear it right now, the latest from One Direction.
That was great. Let's go to Coldplay.
Coldplay, they got a... This is their format! I don't know what to do. We've already played Coldplay for way too long. Way too long.
This is nuts. Gosh, it's old to me. That song is so old.
Coldplayed out, if you know what I'm saying. Classic one for you right now on Static Radio. AWOL Nation, their song, Sail. Enjoy.
What will they do to actual classics for real? Because it'll be like, now we're going to hear a classic track from The Police. That was great. Because their whole thing is like, songs get old fast. So what about old songs like, jump, jump, jump. That was an excellent,
that was classic, excellent.
Classic part of a riff by The Police.
Yeah. I don't know what to do. Maybe we need to talk to our boss, DJ Bossman Dance.
Well, you got to talk to him anyway.
I got to talk to him about multiple things.
You do.
But this is true because Celeste is back today, and we're going to be doing some new things. Like adding Kesha to rotation.
Hey!
Ladies and Kesha for you right now.
Right now.
It's Static Radio. All right, that was Kesha. Some Maroon 5 now.
Let's do it.
Gosh, I couldn't listen to a station like that. Quick Hits, it's a new format. What do you think? Is this awesome or is this crazy?
I hate it.
I hate it,
well,
too.
Most singles, like when we got our record deal back in 1944, they said, hey, most radio singles, you're going to shoot for between 3 minutes and 15 seconds and 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay.
And that's like as pretty much as long as you want to go. You know, it's like, okay, so this is cutting off even like a minute and a half from that.
Yeah, they said, as we look at people's changing habits and attention spans and watch people on their iPod listening to half a song, forwarding it on to the next one, we came to the conclusion.
I don't know who they're watching.
Yeah. Maybe it was time to rethink why songs are the way they are. So they've cut every song into a 2-minute version.
Worst. The worst.
Gosh.
The worst is what that is. It's the worst.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Three and a half minutes apparently was the standard during the 50s and 60s. And then all of a sudden, Don McLean showed up and he's like, American Pie, 8.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And radio stations were like, oh, no. So
they
made a 4-minute edit of that.
Yeah.
Because people couldn't take a 8-minute song.
There have been a couple of songs where we have gotten radio edits.
Mm-hmm.
They take out part of the bridge. That's totally normal.
And then they're like three and a half, four-minute songs. This station has said, no, what we're doing is we're editing them ourselves. Everybody's attention span sucks. So
let's just feed into
it. The ADHD culture, we're going to play 2-minute songs so you get twice as many songs per hour.
That doesn't sound like a solution to me.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. Tell us what you think. Is this a good idea? Is this a terrible idea? I personally am not down with it. When I'm listening to music, I can't stand it when people are channel flipping halfway through a song. It's like, bored. No!
Boring.
I was listening to that song!
Boring.
Stop. Chrissy, stop touching
boring.
It. Stop it.
Boring.
505-338-3700, the phone number. That was Katy Perry. Right now, some more Bruno Mars. All right, yeah.
Maybe they'll do it to where they play like, say, all right, we're going to get to some Bruno Mars. And then they play the first half of the song. And then later they're like, all right, back to Bruno Mars. And it's the last half of the song. We played the first half earlier today. And now it sounds like it's in Canada, right? Hey, buddy, it's time for you guys to hear this brand new song from Bruno Mars. All right, let's go.
Okay.
That was great.
Here's the question of the day, and it's a good one. All right, pretend like you ran a radio station. Pretend like it was called Static Radio. If there's one thing you could change about Static, what would it be? 2-minute songs? You want the morning show to be 8 hours? Okay.
Okay,
we'll
fine.
Do that. Mitch is going to be bummed. She's only going to be on from 2 to 3 now. That's okay. Just let us know. What's your favorite part about Static Radio? What's one thing you would do differently, maybe? Who knows? I'm excited to hear from all the Culture Shock fans.
Yeah,
we got to take a quick break. Coming back, Owl City, some Andy Zip. We're also going to talk to DJ Bossman Dan. He's the format guru. We're going to talk about this new radio format and what we are doing to our attention spans. Also, secretly, I really have to fire that guy. I have to fire my boss, guys, because Celeste is back. So we'll see what happens. That's on the way on Team Awesome Morning Party.
That show is the broadcast equivalent of being punched in the face.
Team Awesome Morning Party. On Static Radio.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, no!
If you guys don't quit messing around while you're driving, you're going to cause more accidents. There are billboards literally everywhere for you to look at while you're driving. You don't need a phone to distract you. You've already got thousands of billboards that say don't text and drive. There's an accident to report.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no. I-40 East at I-25.
The big guy.
Why are you laughing right now?
I'm not laughing at the accident.
Don't laugh at
that
it.
That was a real response.
Oh,
and
no.
I don't know where that was.
Oh, no. Y'all, there's been an accident again.
Oh, no.
I-40 East at I-25, the big guy. Also, construction I-25 Paseo and construction Rio Bravo Boulevard as Letta. Is Letta Boulevard Southwest? That's the whole thing. Leave me alone.
Everybody needs to get out of our way. We're in a very creative mood.
Creative.
Things are happening.
I'm a creative.
The juices are flowing.
The creative juices are flowing, and it smells like pizza.
Question of the day is posted. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Here's the deal, bro. The HDB.
Nimmy, nimmy.
Here's the deal, bro.
Nimmy.
It's an alternate universe. Teo and I have died.
It's M88.
That's the name of the alternate universe, M88. It's the M88 universe.
No!
Yeah, because that'll skew all the comments. More of that! More scaling!
Stop it.
Play more Christians!
Stop it!
What?
Question of the day. We seriously want your feedback. A radio station in Canada has decided to chop all of their songs into 2-minute songs for the purpose of adhering to the ADHD culture and playing more hits. So we thought, hey, alternate universe, we died. We're dead. We're no longer in existence. You now run Static Radio. What would you do differently? Or what do you love? We've had some amazing comments already.
Oh, I love this one. Casey would start the show at 7 a.m.
Instead of 6?
We should institute that change. What?
Start the show at 7?
Yeah, and go till...
Is she local?
I don't know, Casey.
Because what if she says 7, but she's really in...
Yeah, she's local.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Let me look. Hang on. Let me just stalk real quick.
Those are the worst.
Let me get a quick stalk in.
Because it's pictures of kids. You don't even know. That doesn't tell you anything.
There's no information.
Oh, no.
You guys, make all your profile... Oh, Eric, move to Tucson.
So that means 7 o'clock.
You guys, make your profiles public so everybody can creep on you.
But if we start at 6, is Tucson lined up with us right now?
No, gosh.
Or an hour earlier?
Arizona's the worst. They change their time zone like a chameleon.
I don't even know.
A desert chameleon.
We want to know what you guys would do differently or what you love. You can give us your thoughts. 505-338-3700. Let's go to line 1. Static.
Hey, guys. Matthew from Albuquerque here.
Matthew! You sound different!
Well, let's just say, guys, I've been sleeping in a lot more rested.
You know, school starts on Wednesday, right?
Yep, and... I know it's time to gang up at 6 in the morning thing, but it's actually not too bad because this year I'm actually kind of excited because I do have Business, Marketing, and Finance 1, which is also referred to as DECA.
That's great. Yeah, real sorry.
No, I said excited.
I'm really excited.
There you go. All right, see, now it's clear.
Did you have me on speakerphone?
No, it's on speakerphone now because let me tell you guys the phone.
No.
I have it. It's kind of one of those, I guess like a new smartphone, basically. I've had this one for about a year at the most now.
Cool.
Not sure if it's been a year, but the microphone and speaker for this one is on the very bottom of the phone.
That's cool.
Ah.
Yeah, and oh my goodness, let me tell you, it is a pain sometimes.
The painest pain.
I call it a pain in my side.
Yeah. Hey, okay. You ready for this, Matthew?
Yeah, go ahead, guys.
On your website, you have a link to this band called Collapsing Skies.
Uh-oh.
Matthew, there's been some drama with Collapsing Skies lately. I don't know if you know, but the drummer's left the band.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yes.
I'll have to update that page. I haven't heard from the lead singer in a while.
Oh.
She actually goes to school with me. She's in my grade level, so I'll have to get in touch with her to see if I can find out if I need to remove that immediately or something, because I just need to get like an update.
Well, here's the thing. It says that something's gone on, and they're sorry. It says that they've done things completely wrong the last few days, and they've hurt and lost some good friends.
Oh, no!
And I was hoping that you weren't one of those good friends, but it sounds like you're definitely not one of those good friends.
Yeah.
No. This lead singer of the band is one of my good friends from middle school. I'm going to go ahead and continue to leave that up on my website. I will, however, remove the drummer's name from the band members' list
on
there.
You need to. That's good. It sounds like there's drama going on.
So here's the thing, Matthew. A radio station in Canada has decided to change their format, do things differently. So we thought we'd ask this question to the audience today. And you being a Static fanatic.
Yes.
We need to know.
Okay.
If you were programming the station, is there anything you'd do differently? What would you bring back?
Well, let's just say, guys, I think everything is good right here. There's still salt, the SoPo orders. Mm-hmm. That would have to stay the same because, hey, even though I've never had SoPo, I'm still craving it today.
That's right.
Like at church services. Mm-hmm. You guys at church service down there, Expound?
Yeah, Wednesday nights.
I do listen to that on Wednesday night.
That's good.
And then let's see. You know what? Do you guys... Yeah, I still do those devotionals every day on the radio, like with Midday with Mitch.
Yes, she leads a devotional every day at noon.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect, because I was about to say if that wasn't still going on, I would have to implement that because,
I'm a liar.
You know, a devotional every day, guys, sometimes it helps those in their walk with Christ.
Every day, sometimes.
It'll
help you in your walk with Christ if you're really willing to listen to the devotional.
That's what Dr. Lutzer said this weekend.
I know. That's what Mitch needs to know.
Yeah, man. That's good.
Exactly.
Hey,
yeah.
And school starts Wednesday. We have heard rumors that our friend Al might be making his return to radio. So you got to be listening for that. It's going to be good.
Who's Al?
Al LaCarte. Yeah.
Exactly, Matthew. Yeah. That's what I'm like. Who's Al? And he's like,
that's what I've heard.
Alone, you're alone.
Alkaline. He's a battery.
Oh, okay. I see. Well, I don't use this kind of battery. They use like the I think they're like that.
Just
but there's a company I use, guys. I really don't use the regular old batteries anymore. I use the rechargeable.
Rechargeable batteries are the worst.
Man, this is fascinating. Do you want to hear a song?
You want a song, friend?
Oh, of course, guys. Of course. This morning, I want you guys to play "Fall Glass Fall" by Project A6. To wake my dear friend Sean from Albuquerque, which is the guy who used to call into the station a while back. He'd be hanging out with me today at my house. So, wake up, dude. It's time to get up. Don't forget about today.
Don't forget about today.
There you go. Boom. Thanks, Matthew from Albuquerque. Amazing. Line 2. Static.
Hey, Shane.
Hey! What's up, dudes?
Nothing.
Chilling.
Were you asleep?
No.
Yes,
God, no. No. Was I?
Yes.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe I
grabbed a quick nap.
You took a disco
you're
nap.
Welcome.
No, I'm kidding, dude. The wisdom that Matthew brings to Static Radio is fantabulous.
Yeah, it is.
And I remember being his age and just to have the courage to go on the air like he does. And say what's on his heart.
Amen.
Man, commendable. Amen. Yeah. I wouldn't change a thing.
No?
You know, if I was going to change anything, I'd take a run at bringing the quality of the station down. You guys could hire me, and I'd come in there and balance
more
things
Shane.
Out.
Yeah, more Shane would be the answer.
We could throw that in the arena and see because DJ Bossman Dan, my boss, we're gonna have to talk to him coming up soon because Celeste is back. So there's like less room actually. So we have to already let people go.
Yeah,
so,
you're gonna have to find me 10 minutes in there to bring some balance to the stellar input that you two provide.
That, my friend,
every
is a lie.
Single week. Monday through Friday.
At least one of those days in there, we say something worth listening to.
Every once in a while, I say something!
It's true.
You guys are awesome, and in all seriousness, man, you guys have an amazing week. God bless you, brothers.
You too, Later. Shane! Love that guy. He sounds better. He's not sick. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. We asked the question. Question of the day. What's one thing you do differently here at Static? We want to know. We got a lot of great comments on Facebook. We'll get to those coming up. We also need to talk to DJ Bossman Dan.
Yeah.
We're waking up Matthew from Albuquerque's friend.
What's up, Sean? Don't forget about your day.
You got to wake up.
Wake up, Sean.
Gosh, we're obnoxious. Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Obnoxious.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning.
Hey.
Team Awesome Morning Party, Sivo and Mateo hanging out with you.
We are your best friends.
I hope so.
Why?
Well, you know, we've been doing this Facebook question of the day. We post them every day. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Question of today. If Static Radio was your baby, how would you treat said baby? What would you do differently?
I'd throw the baby out with the bathwater.
A Calgary radio station changed their top 40 format into two-minute songs. They cut all of their songs down to 2 minutes, and apparently adopting this new format has been great for the ADHD audience who doesn't like listening to songs all the way through because
they don't even really care.
Songs are just too long these days.
Why would you cater to an audience that really doesn't even care?
I don't know.
Think about that, people. Think about that.
So we thought we'd ask what we could do differently. What could we do better? How could we make it so you Static fanatics out there keep spinning Static Radio?
Yeah, what you gonna do?
One comment we got on Facebook actually has spawned a conversation of a potential comeback.
Ooh.
One thing that I don't remember the name of the person would do differently is bring back Planet of the APS. And we were thinking, well, school starts Wednesday.
Let's read some of these comments.
I could probably call Al and see if he's still available because we used to do a segment every day called Planet of the APS, just reading the lunch menu, 7:15 weekdays. Who knows?
People are afraid that we're dead.
Are you serious?
Guys, we are dead. This is the sixth sense.
Oh, crazy.
One girl said, I am so happy that I am so glad that and thankful that Steve-O and Mateo are not dead.
Ah, yes.
Except she wrote Steve.
Oh, good.
She said Steve and Mateo.
Steven? That's what
no,
my mom
Steve.
Calls
hey, Steve. And then Bill says, they're not dead. And then Bill. Two people have liked this so far. I bet I can predict who it was. Yep. Bill says, make Celeste music director. And TJ says, interesting. Hey, I'm down for that. Matthew says, pray and ask Jesus to resurrect you guys. Aw, he wants to resurrect us. We're dead.
We're not dead.
Yes, we are. Bill says, Albuquerque lives in a metal bubble. No other city listens to metal anymore. It's so 90s, 2000s.
Yeah.
Because we had a couple people saying they wanted metal to be played. That's, it was Sam that said Planet of the APS.
That's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So, let us know what you guys think. Tell us on Facebook what you would do if you were in charge of Static Radio.
We want to hear from you. Now, speaking of hearing from people.
What?
We got to take care of this. It's already 9:30.
I don't want
to. We got to talk to DJ Bossman Dan.
I don't want
to! Look, I don't want to either. Sometimes you got to do things you don't want to do. It's uncomfortable. Celeste is back from vacation. Our boss, DJ Bossman Dan, has been here for the last week filling in, doing afternoons. It's been great, but as a program director, I got to make some executive decisions. And those include allowing Celeste back to her show, which means we have to fire our boss.
Oh.
Is this Inception? Maybe a little.
Maybe.
I'm firing my boss.
Maybe some.
I don't want to, But
let me write a song about it.
Should we bring him in here?
Is it really Inception?
I'm gonna go find him.
You gotta find your bones. Do you know what you want your life to be like?
Hey Doug, do you know where our boss is? DJ Bossman Dan.
Where did DJ Bossman Dan go? Is he in a meeting now? Probably in a meeting deciding our fate.
Hey,
if we will turn into a cow.
Hey, DJ Bossman Dan, everybody. That's a great song. So here's the thing. Thank you so much, first of all, for filling in.
Yeah, sure.
Was gone.
Yeah,
it was good.
It was good. It was fun.
It was good. Your first go-round on Static Radio.
I enjoyed it.
It was funny.
You have a great voice, man.
Real funny.
You have a great voice for radio. Maybe not this radio.
Why?
We're talking about...
What exactly are you saying?
Well, there's a station in Canada, and they're changing things up, format-wise. They're doing things differently. We were talking about things that we need to do differently, and I think one of those things include Celeste doing her show, which means, I'm no good at this. I've never been good
at
this.
Don't look at me right now.
Okay, I'm just going to look straight ahead. Don't look him in the eye.
Don't look at me.
Okay. It looks like we're going to have to let you go. It looks like I'm going to have to fire you in this weird Inception boss inside of a boss inside of an employee boss guy.
Look at him in the eyes.
I can't.
I'm look him in look the eyes.
You're weak.
I'm just going to look straight ahead. What? You can't say...
You won't even look me in the eyes as you're saying this.
You know...
He said you're weak.
I'm really uncomfortable with uncomfortable things. So
I am very sweaty.
You know...
I don't know what to do.
One of my armpits stinks.
Steve-O, I'm not sure if you realize how this whole boss-employee thing works.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
You can't fire me.
Oh, okay. Well... Tao, anything to add?
I can't fire him. I am an underling. I am just a cog in the machine.
Steve-O, do you know what insubordination is?
Oh. Was that like when... That was in the Matrix.
Hey!
This right here is insubordination. You trying to fire me.
No, well,
it was for the betterment.
He thought it was the thing.
It was for the betterment of people. And I believed...
Steve-O, your behavior is just... Have you been hanging out with Doug again?
Oh.
Oh, no. It was just one time. It was just one time.
We were going to wait to do this.
No, damn.
But after everything that happened with the whole Doug thing and you letting him back in.
Well,
and now this newfound insubordination trying to fire me on the air?
I didn't know what to do.
Stop.
Steve-O.
Okay. Yeah.
Everybody stop.
Take off the headphones.
No.
What?
Turn off the mic.
What?
You're out.
Hey. What?
He's kidding.
I'm not kidding.
He's being funny, right?
What do you mean you're not kidding?
I'm not looking at him. Is his face serious?
Yes.
He does have a face.
I am dead serious.
He is serious.
Well, we were talking about making changes to Static Radio.
Do
it
I need to call
awkward.
Security?
You can't get rid of Steve-O.
Steve-O.
He's like, yeah?
Go.
Okay.
Oh.
Well, that's an unexpected turn of events.
Leave!
Okay, I'm sorry! I'm sorry. I love you, man. I'm sorry.
That was loud. Oh. Hey.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey.
Nope. You ready for a new page in the Static Radio book?
What's the book called?
I don't know. Things are better now.
So what do you want? What do you want to talk about?
Well, we had talked about changes to Static.
Yep.
This is clearly one of the first changes.
Oh, there's more then.
See, after my time on Afternoons with Celeste, DJ Bossman Dan decided Albuquerque needs more of DJ Bossman Dan.
Oh, man, he's third person and everything.
So
that's great.
DJ Bossman Dan is now going to be Team Awesome Morning Party with Mateo.
Oh, yeah.
And Middays with Mitch.
Oh.
And DJ Bossman Dan.
You're going to be in every show.
Every show.
And you're dancing right now, so...
I am dancing.
You're doing the DJ Bossman dance.
This is happening.
I get it. I'm with you. I need a job. So
yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, just remember how these last couple minutes unfolded.
Can Doug come back?
No.
Well...
No, Doug is gone.
Thought I was...
Steve-O's gone.
No.
As long as the girls behave, they can stay.
Oh, cool, man. Sit. What if you got rid of Mitch, though?
Look at what I did when I first got here. I started cleaning house.
Yeah, you did.
Heads were rolling.
This house is clear.
This house is clean.
It's like an exorcism.
And I have a closet full of heads.
That's terrifying. So, you want to do... Maybe we should look at traffic.
Yeah, let's check out traffic.
Okay.
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta stop it first.
That's okay. Looks like there's been an accident. And not just on the road, because somebody pooped their pants.
It was probably Steve-O.
You can't, yep.
Because I fired him.
I-25 in Paseo. Also, stalled vehicle, I-25 north at Jefferson. And construction, Rio Bravo Boulevard at Isleta. That's your look at traffic. Man, that was fun.
That was real fun.
That was great.
Hey, Matt, you have a great attitude.
I know.
I'm glad that you can be a part of this.
I am. I'm in this. I'm pot committed at this point.
Should we play a song?
Let's do it.
Because people like music on the radio.
Yeah, they do.
They do. All right. Got music, Marsh Ferrer. Incredible. Is that how you do it on the morning show?
You're incredible.
I am incredible. All right.
In this dark world, full of lies and all these illusions.
Three, two, one.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Team Awesome Morning Party, DJ Bossman, hey. Dan, and Mateo.
That's good. Good stuff going on.
It is good stuff.
We're excited here.
Well, if you guys haven't been listening, we're making changes to Static.
Good changes are happening.
Good changes.
Is Steve-O okay? Did you see him?
Don't talk about Steve-O.
I said Doug. I mean, Mitch.
Don't talk about Doug either.
Said Michelle. Mitch Bransford. Old Mitch.
I think Mitch is doing great.
Yeah, she's the best.
I'm super happy for Celeste to be back, too.
Celeste is here somewhere.
Yeah.
That's good. We've been talking about corruption.
Corrupt states.
Sorry. What's number one?
Corrupt states. Yeah, they released an updated list of the most corrupt states in the union.
Yeah.
And number one, Mississippi.
Claim to fame!
That's right. Number two, Louisiana.
That's true.
Number three, the state of whiskey.
Wisconsin.
Tennessee.
Oh.
Wisconsin's cheese, Matt.
Got it. Yes, sir.
Get on your game.
I've got tons of games. I play basketball. What's number four?
Number four is Illinois.
Illinois. Bringing that ill noise up in here, Static Radio.
Illinois.
Man, Steve-O would have thought this was so funny.
Because that's how it's spelled.
Illinois.
Don't talk about Steve-O!
Sorry. You yelled at me. That's okay, though.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
DJ Bossman Dan.
He can yell when he wants.
I will do what needs to be done. Speaking of things that need to be done, I'm throwing out this list because it's stupid.
Yeah, it is. What a dumb list.
That's old Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yeah, it is.
You want to hear new Team Awesome Morning Party?
Please.
New Team Awesome Morning Party. It's going to start sounding like this.
This is a Christmas song.
Yes, it is. It's because it's never too early for Christmas.
Oh. But it's August.
So yeah, which means we're closer to Christmas than we are from Christmas.
What if we focus on my birthday?
We're not celebrating birthdays,
it's tomorrow,
Matt.
We're not?
No.
I had plans for the whole week.
I don't care.
Okay.
That was the old Team Awesome Morning Party. This is Team Awesome 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 Morning Party.
Team Awesome Awesome Awesome.
There's three awesomes.
This is good.
You and Steve-O could only do one awesome.
Yeah. You're better than that, though.
Very much so.
When you came along, they said, this guy's better. And now we're listening to an instrumental Christmas song.
Yes, we are.
During August 11th, 2014.
You know, I really thought there were going to be words here.
It's okay. You never make mistakes.
But I don't. See, Steve-O loaded the song.
I know.
Steve-O loaded the song by Michael W. Smith.
It's his fault. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
Are you trying to stop the song?
Touching the computer.
Don't touch the computer, Matt.
Yes, sir.
Are we going to need to... There we go.
This is great.
It is.
Very inspirational.
You know, Static has been off track for years.
Way off track. Everybody complains about it, and since I got here, I was like, we need to get back on track.
You know why you didn't have any suggestions about what to change on Facebook?
Why?
Because nobody's listening.
That's true.
I am the cleanup man.
Jeez.
Well, hey, we're just about out of show.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and tie up the show here.
Okay.
So we can be back in the morning.
Do you want me to play the outro music?
What does it sound like?
It's not available right now.
You don't seem that competent at.
I'm the best at touching you've the ever seen. It's way down there.
Let's see what this.
Told you, this is a great song.
Journey?
Classic. Everybody has a journey.
Journey. No.
Oh. Well, good.
Just no.
What? How do you want to outro? This is going to be a fun cooperation.
This is a fun cooperation.
This cooperative is going to be great.
I am having a blast.
I am too. It reminds me. This is the perfect outro song.
You're right. The strings.
Strings are good.
It's like a fugue of sound in my ears.
It's a bittersweet symphony.
Yes, it is, because we're leaving.
That's life.
That's why it's sad.
Sometimes life is real good.
Sometimes life is better, like now.
I'm excited. Tomorrow's my birthday, so we don't celebrate that here anymore.
Nope.
I won't bring it up again.
That's right.
But if you guys remember, don't bring it up.
Well, this has been Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yep.
Thanks for listening.
Love y'all.
Matt and I will be back tomorrow for more changes. More Team Awesome Morning Party.
I'm going to change my shorts.
On Static.